Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With certain changes in our state's beer industry laws over the past few years, more and more former home brewers are venturing out and starting full-fledged breweries. And the latest that we have learned about is a partnership between five such individuals in the PD region of South Carolina. Travis Knowles is co-founder and one of these five of Seminar Brewing, based in Florence. Today, he's in our studio. Travis, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Give us a brief history and overview of this venture.
Back in about 2010, five of us who have had a history in homebrewing, actually four of us that were brewers and a fifth business partner, started thinking about the possibility of opening a brewery in Florence. We were aware of the surge in craft breweries around the country, and we thought the timing might be good. So we put our expertise from many years of homebrewing together and began searching for locations in the Florence area. We moved into a small rented space in the old Florence Mall, and we're in there for just over 3 years. At the end of last year, we moved into a new location, a 13,000 square foot warehouse on Lucas Street in Florence. And people often ask me about starting a craft brewery, and one of the key things to know about this is it's not just simply a matter of scaling up your recipes from, let's say, a 5-gallon batch of homebrew to a brew house scale. The biggest advice that I could give people about that would be to try to find some experience, either volunteering or interning in an actual brewery. So we tried to do our research, we visited a lot of breweries, we talked to a lot of brewers, and we finally figured out what we were doing in the brew house, and I think we've been quite successful.
Now, did each of the four of you have your own style preferences?
We all had different recipes. Our head brewer is Brian Fisher now, and he has probably the most recipes, but a number of us contributed recipes to the starting lineup at Seminar Brewing. We have up to as many as 13 taps at a time.
So everything from ales to lagers to porters, stouts, and IPAs?
Well, all of the beers that we brew are ales. We don't brew any lagers. That's the big division or the big two categories of beer. Ales tend to ferment at warmer temperatures and the yeast ferments on top. Lagering uses a different type of yeast and requires a cold fermentation period for a longer period of time. So one of the reasons that we brew ales is that we can brew many more beers in a shorter period of time. But I think all of us prefer ales because of the richer flavors that you get, the various metabolic products that come from fermentation, esters and so forth, give you some nice fruit flavors. And we have every kind of ale from light to dark. We have stouts, amber ales, we have pale ales. Our most popular beers are our India pale ales currently at the moment.
And the name of the brewery. Do you guys do seminars on brewing?
That's a great question, and we usually get asked that every time visitors come into the brewery. What's the source of the name? Well, the story is that most of us in the brewery have some kind of connection to the local university, to Francis Marion. Either we work there, and I'll quickly point out that the work that we did in the brewery in the early days was only on weekends, but we had connections to the local university, and for about 20 years, we've had a weekly gathering on Wednesday night of friends and associates who were interested in trying at first imported beers and then the early craft beers, sampling and trying different beers and discussing beer styles. And sort of as a joke, we call that midweek seminar. And so when it came time to name the brewery, we couldn't think of a better name. So we just kept that name and called it Seminar Brewing. And it certainly is a unique name.
And talk about your experience in getting the beer out into the public through distribution channels.
Well, as you probably know, Mike, South Carolina is a three-tier system by law. We are, as a microbrewery, a small production brewery, we're the manufacturer, and we cannot sell directly to retail outlets in the public. By law, we have to sell through a wholesaler or a distributor. And we do have a number of distributors here in South Carolina that are getting our beer pretty much statewide now in South Carolina. And we just signed with a new distributor in Georgia, so we're beginning to get a little bit of our beer down into the state of Georgia as well.
Now, is your goal to be nationwide eventually?
No, I think our goal is to perhaps, if things continue to go well, expand a little bit more. We're going to be a southeastern regional brewery, primarily serving South Carolina and maybe another state or two in the region.
Well, Travis, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy brewing schedule to visit our studio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Travis Knowles is a co-founder at Seminar Brewing based in Florence, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.